It's Friday, September 16th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Donald Trump's campaign is gaining ground on Hillary Clinton in the battleground states of Ohio, Florida, and even Nevada, according to several different polls from Monmouth University, Bloomberg, and CNN. The CNN poll put Trump ahead of Clinton 46-41% in Ohio and 47-44% in Florida. Hillary Clinton's health still seems to be a major concern to voters. Liberty Counsel President Matt Staver told The World View he believes Hillary Clinton has a neurological disorder.
When she started to be carried by the security towards the vehicle, she wasn't able to move her legs, and a piece of metal fell out from the inside of her pants legs, not from her pocket, not from her shoe, but from the inside of her pants legs. What we do know is that it could be consistent with a catheter. That would be consistent with a neurological disorder or Parkinson's, and it could be consistent with a brace of some kind. Those are serious questions when you put it all together. The metal falling from inside the pants, the unexplained look when she's on the stage with her husband Bill Clinton and looks up at the air, when she's by the reporters and she has the head shakes, the unexplained coughing of the severe nature, the falls that go back all the way to 2005, including the fall that she had in December of 2012 that resulted in a blood clot of the brain area. All of those, they all point to a very serious problem. It points to a neurological problem, very consistent with Parkinson's disease.
Staver believes that voters need to think twice about voting for Hillary Clinton in light of her poor health.
She may not even be able to be there to be sworn in if she were elected, and the American people need to take that into their calculus.